The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Yes, it is time to place another book on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf. And with me this week is Liz Nugent, the author of Strange Sally Diamond, the crime novel of the year. Last week it was Holly Carpenter. She put Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey on the bookshelf. The week before, Rebecca by Daphne du Maurier went on the bookshelf. So we'll have to find out who Liz is putting or what book is going on the bookshelf this week. Liz, what is going up there? Pride of Place.
Well, the number one top book I've ever read in my life, I think, is A Fine Balance by Rohinton Mistry. It's set in India, and it's about two very impoverished tailors. And it's set during the reign of Indira Gandhi. And she did terrible, terrible things. The slum that they live in is cleared. So they have no homes, and then they are forcibly taken away and sterilized. And one of them loses his legs. So they have to become beggars. And it contrasts their lives, their hopeless and desperate lives, with the life of a middle-class student who has everything to live for. And yet these two beggars have hope. And he has none. I've only read the book once in my life because it's just too harrowing.
Oh, really?
To read it a second time. Yeah. But it is the most profound book I've ever read.
When did you read it? How long ago?
God, probably 15 or 20 years ago, I think.
And why do you think it resonated so much with you at the time?
It said so much about the human condition and hope and despair and how the people with nothing to live for had more than the guy who had everything to live for.
Mm.
And I think that's true. And in, you know, my brother does work out in Zambia, and, you know, he brings back loads of photos, and the children who are all, you know, on the brink of, you know, starvation are always smiling and laughing, and, you know, and you look at the children in, you know, in Ireland who get multiple Easter eggs for Easter and or moan down Christmas presents, and they're not as happy as those children who live in far more desperate circumstances.
Did it change your perspective on things?
Yeah, it did. Like, I can't really articulate in what way, except for what I've just said, that, you know, we really to have appreciation for what you have is the most important thing, I think.
Yeah. Could you ever see yourself going back to read it again?
You see, the thing is about being a writer is that you get sent so many books to read and to blurb and to, you know, and there's loads of those. But so I don't think I'll ever get to read any book I want to read again. But I think...
Read any book again?
Oh, yeah. I have done. Before I was a writer, I read books multiple times.
In a row, or just you'd go back after a certain period of time?
Go back after a year or so, yeah. Yeah.
It's because some people, it's like movies. They'll never watch a movie again once they've seen it. It's kind of, they feel like they've checked it off the list.
Oh, well, there's another book actually that I love called Perfume by Patrick Susskind.
Okay.
And they made a film of that with Ben Whishaw in the leading role. And I could read that book and watch that film over and over and over again.
Really? Yeah. And do you see something new in it every time you read it? Or is it just that it evokes a certain feeling in you?
Yeah,
that
it's just brilliant.
You enjoy.
It's again, it's a why done it. It's about a serial killer and the really gruesome reason he has for killing these young women. But it's pretty gruesome, but very good.
Can I ask about A Fine Balance again, the book you are putting up on it? Did you know much about India or Indian culture or society?
Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
That's
I had read A Suitable Boy by Vikram Seth, and in fact, I thought that was it was a kind of lighthearted book, and I just thought it was about a boy and his Indian mother and the relationship, and I just thought, God, she could just as easily have been the Irish mummy, but this book was very different, yeah.
All right. A Fine Balance by Rohinton Mistry is going on the bookshelf. Is there anything else that you're kind of half read that was close second or third?
Well, I've just read A Proof of, it's just out, A Stranger in the Family by Jane Casey.
Okay.
And I suspect that's going to be very high in the charts next week. It's brilliant. It's part of the Maeve Kerrigan series of novels. And Maeve and her boss, Josh, have this will they, won't they kind of thing, like Moonlighting, if you remember Moonlighting.
Yeah.
It's that kind of relationship.
Okay.
Where it's kind of going, will they, won't they? But this time the crime they're investigating is a double, what looks like a murder-suicide. But then they discover that this couple who are dead had a daughter who went missing at the age of 9. And then they find out that she was adopted. So it all gets very twisty indeed.
So when you're reading novels that would be in the kind of the same genre then as your own,
yeah.
I mean, how do you approach them? You know, are you just reading it for enjoyment? Are you reading it maybe for inspiration? Do you kind of, are there kind of mechanics in the novel you come across and think, oh God, I wish I had thought of something like that. I just wonder how you approach it.
Absolutely, but for enjoyment primarily. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Especially Jane Casey. Like, all her books are brilliant. And even though it's part of a series, you wouldn't have to have read the other ones to get into each one.
Yeah.
Each one works as a standalone.
So, know? I mean, I appreciate the point you've just made. You get sent loads of manuscripts and novels that are about to be released or just released. So maybe this is a difficult question for you, but I always ask people what they're reading at the moment.
Okay. The one I'm reading at the moment is The Other Valley by Scott Alexander Howard. He's a Canadian writer, and it's if I say it's speculative fiction, it's going to turn people off, but let me just explain. It's about this police state. We don't know where it is, but they all kind of have French names. So you suspect it's French Canada or France, but in this police state, everybody lives in a valley. And the valley to the left of them is 20 years ahead. And the valley to the right of them is 20 years behind.
Okay.
So if, for example, you're a parent whose child has died, you can get permission, you can apply to get permission to go and visit the other valley.
Yeah.
That's 20 years behind to see your child or something like that. But if they see you, you are dead. You'll
okay.
be killed. So they have to do it. So often there are people shrouded in black who are coming around and everybody knows not to take any notice of them, not to look at them, not to look them in the eye, not to try and notice them. But this girl, this teenage girl, sees these people, this couple coming in, and she sees them spotting, watching her friend. So she knows that there's something going on and that he's not going to survive. But it breaks out into such an incredible story and it's beautifully written.
Wow.
Really good. That's out next month, April the 18th, I think.
Oh, I'm putting that on the list.
Yeah.
I'm putting that on the
list. The Other Valley by
Scott Alexander Howard. Has anyone else got books coming out, actually, given you know in advance?
Marion Keyes.
Okay.
Has my favourite, I keep calling it Her Favourite Mistake. It's My Favourite Mistake by Marion Keyes. And it's back to the Walsh family. Rachel's Holiday was one of the Walshes. And it's back to the Walshes. And this time it's about Anna Walsh, who comes back from New York. She has kind of come to an impasse with her partner and things aren't really going the way she expected. And she gets an invitation to come home to do some work. And her past comes back to meet her and her whole family, the whole Walsh family are back in it. And if you've ever read Marion Keyes, you'll just love this when you lead it up. It's brilliant.
All right. Listen, great insight from Liz Nugent this week. So A Fine Balance by Rohinton Mystery is the book that is going on the bookshelf. If anybody hasn't read it and is looking for something to read, that is the name of it, A Fine Balance. A Stranger in the Family by Jane Casey,
so
as
good.
Liz mentioned. So good. And about to shoot up those bestseller charts that are published every week. So keep an eye out for it. The Other Valley by Scott Alexander Howard is coming out next month. And I am absolutely, I love the description of that. I'm putting that on my list. And Marion Keyes, who is a firm favourite with so many people, including people listening to this show, My Favourite Mistake, The Walsh Family, back for another outing. And that due for release soon as well. Liz, thanks a million for coming
in.
To join us. And of course, if you want to read any of Liz's novels as well, Strange Sally Diamond is out in all good and bad bookshops now.
There's no such thing.
There's no such thing.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.